Texas. How are you, Matt?
I'm fine, Tony. Good morning. Thank you. If you want to do the resume, I have no problem with that.
All right. Well, first of all, before we get going, let's talk about the TV show. How many years is it now?
The Quizbusters is in its 22nd season,
oh my
if you can imagine
goodness.
That.
So there are people who were on the show who are starting to have their own families now.
I know. Isn't that amazing? We figure it's any day now where somebody's going to come up to me and say, Mr. Ottinger, my mother was on Quizbusters.
And there was
a very sobering thought.
And Quizbusters is broadcast throughout the state, correct?
Well, throughout the area, wherever anybody can see WKAR.
Okay.
And, of course, it's online, so anybody can see it.
All right. And there's Quizbusters and Quizbusters Junior, too.
With middle schoolers, 6th and 7th and 8th graders, that will perform the very same game and look every bit as smart as their high school counterpart.
Yeah, well, boy, you need to have a dummy Busters, and then maybe I could get on the show.
I tell everybody, I just look smart, and they give me the answer.
And, Matthew, tell us what you do for the Okemos Schools.
Well, I am what's called the telecommunications coordinator, which means basically in the daytime I help teachers with anything they need with their televisions or their telephones. And then at night, I get to go around the district and videotape all sorts of interesting things, plays and concerts and any event that needs videotaping. I'm there, usually with a team of students.
Yeah, but videotaping isn't the right word. It's more of a production because you've got a bunch of kids and you've got a bunch of great equipment, and you make these productions look very professional, and it's a great experience for the students.
Well, it's nice of you to say. One of my favorite things about that is then when the students go on and get jobs of their own in the business, I can point to them and be very, very proud.
Now, Matt used to have a weekly show where he and Mike Hughes would talk about the movies. How long did you do that, and when did you stop, and why did you stop?
We did that for 17 years, and it overlapped Quizbusters for a good long time. I didn't want to ever stop doing it, but at some point, like you said at the beginning of this wonderful little biography that we're doing, I just got too busy, and that was one thing we finally had to give up. Mike and I get to see each other from time to time. We're neighbors, and what happens is that we'll get into a rhythm and realize that we're actually doing our show just for ourselves.
But you love movies, and I know that you still get out and see as many as you can.
I try. That's right.
Well, let's talk about the Academy Award nominations, the 83rd. Let's talk about some of the top pictures that are up for many awards. The King's Speech is up for 12 awards, True Grit's up for 10, The Social Network is up for 8, and Inception is up for 8. What do you think about the nominations? What caught your eye?
Well, the one thing that I think is really nice, and I'm sure the Academy likes, and I'm sure the network ABC that's running the Academy Award broadcast likes, is you just named four shows that people are actually aware of, that people have actually seen. Usually, the leaders in these nominations are art films that have hardly even made it to Lansing, much less people have seen. Inception, of course, was a huge, huge hit, and Social Network and True Grit have had decent returns, and even so has King's Speech, and quite a few other movies that have been nominated for multiple awards. So this is one of those rare times when you're not talking about a bunch of obscure art films. Some of them are art films, but these are movies that people have been interested in, and that's going to make a huge difference when the ceremony happens, because people will want to watch and see about the movies that they've actually seen.
There's a couple of flicks I haven't seen, but I'm going to see in the next couple of weeks, Black Swan and The Fighter, and those films are up for multiple awards.
Those two are two of the smaller films. In terms of box office, they have not done as well, but you definitely want to catch those to be aware of contenders in some of the acting nominations. Natalie Portman, who's now starring with Ashton Kutcher in a silly comedy, is likely to win an Oscar while No Strings Attached is still in theaters, which is kind of bizarre. And then The Fighter has several nominations for acting, including Christian Bale, who has a chance at supporting actor, and two actresses, Amy Adams, and I can never remember Leo's first name, Melissa Leo, who are both up for supporting actress. Typically, when two actresses in the same movie are nominated in the same category, there's a tendency to believe that they'll cancel each other out. But Melissa Leo is apparently phenomenal in this movie. I say apparently, it's one that I haven't seen. And she right now, even though there's another actress in her category in her movie, is considered something of a favorite.
And in The King's Speech, Colin Firth is nominated for Best Actor. Man, that guy is really good, isn't he, Matt?
He is really, really good. And everybody else might just be sure your tux is pressed and don't worry about a speech. That's his award this year. Interestingly, he lost out last year to Jeff Bridges when Jeff Bridges won what a lot of people are considering a Lifetime Achievement Award. Jeff Bridges is nominated for True Grit this year. Good for him. But this is Colin Firth's year.
All right. And any surprises, any cool things we should look for?
Well, surprises in terms of what was nominated is typically really obscure names that you've never heard of. There was a supporting actor from Winter's Bone, for example, that I'm still trying to figure out who he is. The usual surprises are what didn't get nominated. Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher's co-star in That 70s Show, and Natalie Portman's co-star in Black Swan, was considered something of a shoe-in. She didn't get a nomination. That was one of the biggest surprises. And perhaps the biggest surprise of all, we go back to Inception, the huge box office hit. Got all those awards. I think you said it was 8 nominations?
Correct.
Including Best Picture and including a lot of technical stuff, a very technical movie. You usually salute your director for that. And Christopher Nolan wasn't nominated as Best Director. That's a spectacularly odd omission when a film does as well as Inception did.
Matt, how many people vote for these nominations? Who will vote for the winners? And who are these people?
You always hear about the Academy. The Academy is really only a few thousand people in the Hollywood community. And it's not, it's basically a club. You're invited to join the Academy by other Academy members. And there are branches of the Academy that will vote for nominations themselves. In other words, people say, well, how did Christopher Nolan not get a nomination? The director's branch of the Academy didn't nominate him. Although the art direction people nominated his art director and on down the road, they're little factions within each. There's little clubs within the big club by profession. Now, once the nominations are out, the whole group votes on all the categories, with some weird exceptions. I mean, there's lots and lots of little rules. But it's actually a group that's only a few thousand members. When you consider how large Hollywood is, it's not necessarily all of Hollywood voting by any stretch of the imagination.
All right, Matt, thanks so much. If you get a chance, get out and see us at Reno Z's. We're celebrating a year. I'd love to see you.
Sounds like fun. I'd like to be there.